Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen is talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist
Nicholas Cole. Vincent Ngala. Jonathan Fritzen.
And news with the smoothest show on the internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen.
Four is More CD. That was Don't Make Me Laugh. And before that, I played Baby, Can I Touch Your Body from her brand new CD, More is More. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike, how are you?
Doing great, sir. How's it going tonight?
Oh, it's going, it's going. So obviously Shantae has not called in yet. I got a message from her manager saying that she should be calling in shortly. So I am just waiting to see if that's going to happen. In the meantime, let me welcome to the chat room Flower Girl 32 and Purpose for Godliness. Welcome to the chat room, everyone. So, Mike, what's going on with you?
Nothing much, Trey. Just kind of excited to be talking to Shantae about her new CD and everything. Hopefully she calls in, but, you know, in true diva fashion, you know, we've come to expect these times.
Yes, you're right. It is what it is. Not sure, you know, what's going on. I know she's a busy lady with the show and the family and everything else that's going on in her life right now.
Like Kelly Price, that's what she's doing.
So you went there.
Gotta deal with Kelly.
Yes, yes. I've been watching the show. It's pretty interesting, to say the least. To say the least, very interesting. All right, so what I'm going to do is get into another song and try and contact the manager again and see where Miss Moore is. This next song is called Alone.
Thank you.
All right, that was Alone. Again, that is from Shantae Moore's brand new CD, More is More. Ms. Moore, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, hello, hello.
Oh, let me introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, how you doing, Ms.
Hello,
Moore?
Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, doing great.
So if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Shantae Moore's name, and that will bring you into the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Shantae, I would like to start off by asking you about George Duke. I know that you had listed him as one of your influences. Have you ever met him or had the chance to work with him?
George Duke produced my first album and
okay.
A couple songs on a couple of other albums. We've done tours together. We've recorded albums that haven't come out yet. He worked on my last record, not this one, but the one before. He did four or five songs on that. So, yeah, I know him very well.
Oh, well, my thoughts and prayers go out to you. You know, you knew him so well. It's been a big loss since his passing, and he will truly, truly be missed. So congratulations to you on this new CD, More is More. Tell us about this.
10 songs. It's songs about my heart, my life, things that I can't really sing about. I mean, that I can't really talk about. I sing about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very personal, very intimate album.
Yeah, I've already played three songs. I played the first track, Baby Can I Touch Your Body. So what I'd like mm-hmm. for you to do is just kind of tell us about the songs that I've already played so the listeners can get a feel for, you know, your inspiration on these songs. So Baby Can I Touch Your Body, tell me about that one.
It's a fantasy of wanting to touch somebody with a beautiful body. That one's pretty simple.
Okay. All right, and then I played track number 3, Alone. Tell me about that one.
Well, I'm really happily alone right now. And 1 is the happiest number since I left the last person I was just married to.
Okay. All right. And then track number 4, Don't Make Me Laugh. I played that one as well. Tell me about that one.
Well, that one's even more personal. That song is, I think, one of the most intimate and revealing songs that I have on my album. It's it tells about my heart, the way it was broken.
Okay. All right, so Flower Girl 32 in the chat room, she just posted that Love the Woman is a fantastic CD, and I have to agree with you there. It is. And this new CD, More is More, is really different from the Love the Woman CD.
I don't really try to compare or recreate myself musically. I feel that my music is already, it is who I am. So I don't have to go, let me make that Shantae Moore record as if it's not me.
Right.
I take the journey of music with myself, and each moment I think each of us grow, especially us women. We recreate ourselves or grow and learn and mature year to year, moment to moment, relationship after relationship. No matter what we're doing, I believe we are metamorphosizing, you know, and really becoming who we are supposed to be as women, and that's what I do musically. I don't think too hard about it, but I make music for where I am at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, this is your first CD in about 5 years now. Shawnee Entertainment, how did you guys hook up and, how did that come about?
What's beautiful is they called and asked me about doing an album a few years ago, and I wasn't ready. And we got back in contact with them. I think they called us again. And at that point, we were thinking, you know, I think we're ready to give the music to someone else. We've been recording, I say we, my manager, Cheryl Cobb DeBrose, and myself, going in the studio, and we're like, okay, I like that sound. I don't like this sound. I like this track. I don't like that track. And I just was writing songs, just pouring my heart out. And by the time we got to a record company, we wanted to have the bulk of the music already written, because I know people do have preconceived ideas and, you know, ideas about who they think I am musically. But I surprised myself, so I'm sure I'm surprising other people too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have been successful. You have been both successful and have challenges as an artist in the music industry. And I remember listening to an interview that you did probably about 3 years ago, maybe 3.5 years ago, where you were saying that you were frustrated with the music business. So how has that changed for you, and what changed for you to make you now want to sign with a label and release a new CD?
Well, some of that is just time and timing. I'm not very frustrated with anything right now. I'm really happy in my life, mm-hmm. and I think that has to do also with being ready to come out again. And I've been working since 1991 when my first record came out, and I haven't stopped working since, and that's a real, real blessing. I'm very, very happy and pleased to be able to say that I haven't had to get an extra job on the side to try mm-hmm. and make ends meet. I've really done this for a living for over 20 years now, so I'm really, really happy and honored to do this for a living. But if I ever do take what I think others consider a quote-unquote break, it's just from the recording process. It isn't from performing. It isn't from touring. It isn't from making music for a living. But I just think being in a better space makes me different now, and being able to open up and let it all happen again.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you real fast, Trey, about
I've been reading some reviews of your CD, and a lot of the reviews have been saying that they are calling you a jazz vocalist. How do you feel about that, being in the R&B genre so long, and now they're considering you a jazz vocalist with this new album? Is that the naming of the genre, does that kind of bother you, or is that cool with you?
Oh, it's fine. I sing jazz, I sing R&B, I sing gospel. I'm a singer. I'm a singer-songwriter. I don't care where they play the music. It can be on a jazz label or a jazz station, or it can be on a hip-hop station. It can be on R&B, pop. It doesn't matter. I still am who I am. That's like wearing a red dress or a blue one. Still a dress.
Yeah.
So, cool. Now, Shantae, you will not remember me. But we went to Christian Center together, and
wow.
I hung out mm-hmm. with Pat and Lisa and Johnny, and I was there when you were, and I think you were dating Jay King at the time, but I was there when you brought Kadeem Hardison and Tempest Bledsoe there.
No, I wasn't dating Jay King if I brought Kadeem Hardison anywhere.
Okay.
I dated Jay King when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
For a short amount of time. No. He never came to church with me. When Kadeem Hardison came to dedicate my baby at Christian Center, then maybe you
mm-hmm.
saw him then.
Yes, yes.
But not
yes.
Jay King. He had nothing to do
yes.
with me.
Okay. And Tempest was there as well. And I remember one particular time when you were singing at the church, and I do believe it was around Christmas time. You did a solo, and it was you were sitting on the stage, and you had a baby in your arms. Do you remember that performance? It was beautiful.
I was, I think I was like 18 when I sang that, a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Your
that
voice...
wasn't the same time period in which I... when I dedicated my baby there. Isn't it? You don't
no.
mean that same time period, right?
No,
you're
no,
just saying
no.
the different times that you saw me at church.
Yes, yes. And
okay,
that was
okay.
The first
I'm just trying to follow you. I'm going, whoa, I don't understand. Okay.
Well, that was the first time I saw you sing. I heard you sing at the church, and it was during that solo performance. And then it was later when Kadeem, when you... Kadeem and
I didn't sing then, though. We just came to dedicate my daughter.
Right. No, you didn't sing. No, you didn't sing. But, yeah, I was just, just saying that one solo performance that you did was really, really beautiful. And that was the first time I heard you sing. And I thought, listen to her voice. And then when your, you know, single came out, It's All Right, when that came out, and I saw that video, I was like, oh my gosh, this girl, that was awesome. I've been a fan ever since.
Thank you.
Sure. So what I would like to do is, for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question for Shantae, you can please post that in the chat room. For those of you that are listening outside of the chat room, if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-5485. And, Shantae, I want to play another song from the CD, this one, Talking in My Sleep. Now, tell me about this one. This is an interesting story behind this.
Well, it's about seeing somebody and looking at how beautiful they are and how handsome they are when you're married. Sometimes you people think you're dead, and you're not dead when you see somebody. If you're married, you see someone who is attractive. And then going home and getting in bed and dreaming about that person and start talking in your sleep. So, yeah, it's about having someone be upset because you're at home and you're dreaming about someone and you say some things in your sleep that really doesn't have anything to do with what you would do awake. But, yeah, that's the song.
Okay, this is Talking in My Sleep.
So baby, now that you know, maybe I'm a little bit cute.
That was Talking in My Sleep. Shantae Moore's new CD is called More is More. You can find that on her website, shantaemoore.com. And follow her on Twitter at I Am Shantae Moore and on Facebook. So Mike and I have been watching the show R&B Divas LA. And two things I wanted to ask you about. First, your book, Will I Marry Me? I saw the show where you recorded the video from your church for that song. Beautiful, beautiful song. So tell us about the book, Will I Marry Me, first.
Well, it isn't quite finished yet, but it was inspired by having gone through some hard times and knowing that in the middle of hard times, you kind of naturally tend to say, well, what's wrong? What's going on? How do I assess where I am? And I started just talking to myself about it and talking to the Lord about it and really saying, you know what, take care of you first. Examine whether or not you are the woman you're supposed to be, whether or not you're being the wife you're supposed to be. And then furthermore, if you are looking from the outside, would you marry you? Are you even ready to be married, even though I was married at the time? That was what it was about, is just self-examination and really looking at whether or not I am prepared to be anybody's wife. And if anybody looked at me on paper, would they want to marry me? And if it was me, would I accept myself in that place?
The ceremony that you guys did on the show was very moving, especially for Dawn. My heart went out to her because that was very emotional for her. But I thought that was a great idea of yours to have the ladies go into a chapel and marry themselves and make vows to themselves. That was awesome. And then now, so this song, Jesus, I Want You, that was the song that you recorded at your church. And I'm reading on the liner notes, this is also a song you wrote with your sister.
Yes. My sister, Latan, is one of the reasons why I wanted to sing in the first place.
Really? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I never knew that. I knew Latan. I knew your mother. As well, you know, we were all there at the same time at the church. But, wow, I didn't know she was the reason why you wanted to start singing. That's interesting. Okay. Wow. All right, so now how many episodes have you guys filmed on R&B Divas?
Oh, all of them. That's been done for over a month now. So you guys are seeing it for the first time, but we're seeing it again.
Oh, well, so what do you think now looking back on it?
It's tough to watch, especially lately. It's been a little difficult to watch, but I'm, you know, I've done nothing to be ashamed of. So it's a roller coaster ride to watch, but it's okay. It's going to be okay.
And, you know, speaking of that, you know, when I first saw the show, I was thinking, well, Shantae is going to do a show like this, but after watching, I think, the first three or four episodes, I mean, and then looking at the Facebook post, you actually gained a lot more. I think more fans have kind of drawn to you because you're so real, you know, and you're so, you know, with your sense of humor and everything. So I think it's really been beneficial for you as well, because with the new CD and a lot of younger audience that may not have, you know, grown up to your music, they kind of like, okay, this Shantae Moore is kind of cool. Let me, you know, check her out. So I really like the fact that you're in it. I like, you know, You're very down to earth, and you look good in a good Wonder Woman Davis suit. So hey, you know, it's all good.
That's Mike. He's a man.
You know, but
that.
No, but
yeah.
I met you down in you did a show in Newport News, Virginia, with Alvin Keels. You performed with Kim Waters and Mary Meadows, and you know, you were, you know, down to earth then. You know, you were very, very, you know, approachable and everything. So I don't think that, you know, what I'm seeing on TV is different from the way, you know, some people may try to act a little different, but you just being you. You just being you. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you have a good time, and I think people are really enjoying that. I mean, honestly.
I'm glad. I do like that part of it, that you get to know more about who we are. You don't get to know all of us, but certainly you get to get a little bit underneath the surface, you know. You only get to see so much during a concert where you sing four or five songs or an hour's worth of a song, but you don't get to just sit and watch someone's life unfold or watch the way they react to particular situations. But you know, this is not scripted material. These are situations that are real. And as much as some people, I think, are saying, you know, editing is horrible and, you know, these things are not fair, but honestly, it looks pretty accurate to me. I don't see them doing anything manipulative with it. But, you know, that is always the fear in any reality show is once you finish it, it's in their hands. And then you go, oh, boy, we hope that what I see is what happened. But I've been really pleased and grateful that that things have been portrayed exactly the way they happened. So I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. Well, if you have not seen R&B Divas, definitely check it out, R&B Divas LA. It's a really interesting show, and I have not been watching any of the reality shows, the R&B Diva shows, but I wanted to watch your show since I was, you know, going to have you on my show, and I wanted to watch it and just to see what it was like and what it was going to be about. And you guys, I have enjoyed it so far. I've enjoyed what I've seen, and I'm just waiting for the part where the monologues, the Not Your Mama monologues come up so I can see.
Well, the Not Your Mama's monologues, actually, that particular title is not one that was one for the show that we're on. The Divalogues is what ours is called.
Okay,
it was initially
it.
Called Not Your Mama's Monologues, but it ends up being Divalogues. So just keep that in your history. You know, to look it up, it's not going to be Not Your Mama's Monologues. It's going to be Divalogues.
Okay. All right. I have a comment from the chat room from Somari Love. She wanted me to tell you, Shantae, that I love, love, love the new album. I've been playing it since it came out. I've been a fan since the first album and will continue to support Shantae always.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
I also would like to read. I would also like to read something from.
Wait, one moment, Mike.
I would also like to read something from Shanaki Entertainment, the VP of A&R, Danny. Is it Weiss or Weiss?
Danny Weiss. Mm-hmm.
Weiss. Okay. He said, "I'm super enthusiastic about working with Shantae now. Not only because she is such a brilliant vocalist, but also because she is entering into an exciting new phase in her life." Both personally and artistically, more is more will manifest that growth and excitement. So they are happy to have you aboard.
I'm happy to be aboard. They're good people, and they seem very supportive and excited about the record, and that's really all you can ask for from a record company to do their job and to be excited, too. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Well, I wanted to ask her, you know, Shantae, you know, you are a singing diva. And, you know, with a lot of the younger, new acts coming out now, how do you feel about some of these acts or the way that the genre is going away from the pure singing of it and getting into more of the performance-type stuff? Because, you know, back in the day, everybody that came out could actually sing, you know, and now it's like they're going away from the singing and getting more into this, you know, performance style. And some of these newer artists, they can't sing. I mean, really, a lot of them can't. And you... been in the game for a long time, and your voice is just, oh, man, unbelievable. But how do you feel about some of these acts that really, I mean, they're kind of moving away? How do you feel about the whole genre period right now as far as the newer generation coming up?
Well, you know, it's there's room for everybody. There's music that used to be back in the day. I know Steve Arrington was out when I was a little girl, and he really couldn't sing, but his style was unforgettable. It was incredible, and we loved every note that he didn't hit and the way he hit it. So there's always going to be stylistic entertainers. Everybody can't sing like Mariah and Whitney. We just can't. It's just, we're going to do what we can do, and that's all you can do. So there's room for everybody. There's room for everybody on the, you know, either, I call it either the iTunes list or on the mixtape, because there's so much opportunity out there, and people are taking advantage of it, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, I have a phone call. Area code 510. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello? Oh, they hung up.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They hung up. The call hung up, so maybe they'll call back. Don't be shy, caller. Call back. We're not going to bite. All right. One more song, Doctor Doctor. Tell me about this one.
Oh, that song is so much fun. I was writing that thinking about how sometimes you take medicine for things, and I was saying this song is a little joy just for their pain. It's a little different for the same. You know, it just, I don't know, it just was really playful and fun. I just love it. I don't know. It's just fun. I'm the doctor, but then the doctor is not me in the chorus, but kind of sort of is, but isn't. So I don't know. But it's fun.
Oh. Okay. All right. We're talking to Shantae Moore. Her brand new CD is called More is More. You can find it on her website, ShantaeMoore.com. Follow her on Twitter at I Am Shantae Moore and on Facebook. This is Dr. Doctor. Doctor. I like that.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, phone call, area code 407. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello? Okay, well, they hung up too. All right.
Now, Miss Moore, now you were contracted to star in a Broadway a musical, gospel, soul, rock and roll, starting next year. How is the, are you guys prepping
I'm
for that?
I'm not working with that gentleman at all.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, that's right there. Okay. Okay, cool.
All right.
Well,
now
that you're on this Diva show, has the acting bug really hit you? I mean, have you thought about going to movies or something like that?
No, this is natural stuff. This isn't acting. This is just being me on screen. So, no. I mean, if somebody asked me to, I've always been open to it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I think that you will be great, you know, in an actress.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
I hope somebody offers me a great role. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I have to say that this cover is H-O-T, hot, number one. You probably had a great time doing the photo shoot for this. It was a very nice cover. And,
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. AllMusic.com says, undeniable sexiness and a real emotional conviction, a unique artist, for sure. All right, area code 407, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Fine, how you doing? Hey, I have a question. On the on and on set, will you find somebody, a DJ or somebody, to remix that into a club banger? Because, I mean, it's just, like, hot.
Oh, I would love to. It's going to happen soon. We have somebody working on it right now. It's just everything is happening kind of fast. So we're just waiting on what the record company needs to send me to send to the person that's going to remix it. So, yes.
Oh, wow.
Answer to your question,
yes.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. What's your name, caller? Okay. She hung up. All right. So she's referring to track number 7 on the CD, On and On, featuring DeBrat.
Mm-hmm.
I'll close the show with that one. So tell us what you're doing. Where are you headed next?
Oh, gosh. There's a concert here in L.A. on Saturday at the Savoy. I don't usually remember my schedule very much, but that's why there is IamShantaeMoore.com. That
okay.
is my website, and I am the worst at remembering things like that, but I know that I'll be there. I never miss them. So if you come, you'll see me, Shantae Moore, IamShantaeMoore.net, I'm sorry, .com, and IamShantaeMoore on Twitter and on Instagram, and Shantae Moore is just the Facebook and the Facebook fan page as well.
Okay. Are you doing the Soulful Sisters tour? Is that happening?
Sorry, say it again?
The Soulful Sisters tour. Are you doing that?
That actually fell through. That
okay.
was a while ago.
Okay.
But that's not going to happen.
Not happening. All right. All right. Okay. Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, well, actually, you know, Ms. Moore just went over her whole social media outlet and everything, but I wanted to ask you, how have you, or are you the one that's doing some of your IGs and Facebook posts and things like that? How have you adapted to that aspect of, you know, the new technology, you know, being a way to promote your album and stuff like that?
I've been very slow to get into it. I was very, very slow to get into it, but now that I'm in it, I'm really enjoy it, actually. It's me. I'm doing them. It's why it doesn't
okay.
happen as often. but it is me, and I actually enjoy it most of the time. Sometimes it can be a little intense, and hearing people's immediate reaction to things is not always as desirable as you would think. Hearing the good is always easy. Hearing negative things, even if they're just being casually mean and they don't really mean to hurt your feelings, things like that do hurt. If you're on the line and you're listening or you're tweeting and people say things that are negative, it hurts your feelings. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes I kind of step back and let it just go for a minute because that's not who I am. I don't want to hear all the negativity sometimes. But, you know, other times it's like, ah, whatever. So it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're going to be here in – oh, this was June. Okay. You were here at the Symphony? Symphony Park at the Smith Center. Okay. All righty. Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's my pleasure. Thank you all for having me on your show. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And so I'm going to close the show with On and On. This is featuring DeBrat.
Okay.
Tell me about this, and then I will say goodbye.
Oh, gosh. It's produced by, well, first of all, the other songs I forgot to say. Kwame was a producer of Dr. Doctor and Alone, and he's amazing. The guys who It's called Bruce Wayne. He's from the Midi Mafia, produced this next song musically. And I love the way this music feels. It made me feel like I could just dance all night long. And it just was inspiring. It inspired me to write about how things change no matter what. No, they can never tell where everything is going to end up, or love or time or all of it. Just keep moving on and on no matter what. Don't stop. Just keep moving forward. It reminds me of keep on moving, don't stop, just like the hands of time. It's really, it really feels like that to me in my heart. So enjoy it because it's one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
Now, Terry, I know a lot of times references to older hip-hop artists, Terry, you know, wasn't that a hip-hop thing. But Kwame was an older hip-hop artist, if that's the same guy, correct, Shantae?
Yes, that's the same one.
Right,
mm-hmm.
From he had a hit record called Only You, Terry.
Yeah.
So I knew, but Terry's going to call me up later. You know, who's Kwame? You know, so I'm going to answer that right now, okay, for you, okay? He's an older hip-hop artist.
He's a polka dot lover or something like that.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
yes,
polka dot lover. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Mike.
Yes. Hip-hop history.
There you go.
Yes,
101. All right. Well, thank you again, Shantae. I appreciate it. And hopefully I will, you know, whenever I'm back in the Bay Area or L.A. area, I'll see you perform somewhere soon. So... thank you again.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
Well,
I do have one
more thing to ask, Ms. Moore. I noticed on your Facebook page you've been in D.C. a lot lately. You've been frequenting my favorite restaurant, the Carolina Kitchen. What's up with that?
Oh, God, I love to eat. That's what's up with that. Shoot. That place is delicious. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Lance London knows how to cook and knows how to serve people good food, so I've been having a good time eating.
Mm-hmm.
At the Carolina Kitchen.
Yeah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may run into you there then. I may run into you there with Lance. Lance is a cool guy as well, so definitely.
He is that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Ms. Moore.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you again, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Shantae Moore. Again, her new CD is called More is More. You can find that on her website, iamshantaemoore.com. And it's a really nice website. It's pink and black and gray, really nice. And definitely check that out. All right, Mike, you have anything else to share?
Nothing else. Like I said, you know, great music from Ms. Moore. I'm glad that, you know, some real singing is coming back. You know, like I mentioned earlier, some of this stuff has been coming out. I'm like, yeah. But now that, you know, Shantae's released this new CD, and it is a hot CD, so everybody should go and get it and everything. So hopefully she'll come to the East Coast and I can see her perform, and, you know, maybe we can talk about that Wonder Woman baby suit. I didn't want to get into it too much while she was on the phone, but now that she's off the phone, I can kind of, you know, talk about that. She looked good in that baby suit too, sorry. Oh, my God, it looks good. Okay, then we can close the show now.
Okay, thank you. Let me thank those in the chat room. Bony Fan Carol, The Flower Girl, The Guest, Purpose for Godliness, A Somari Love. Thank you all for tuning in and listening to the show. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is On and On featuring Da Brat. Have a good evening.
now I'm the daughter of a winner. Born a go-getter. Swore to be the best since the very beginning. I've been up in a lot of pain. Came up out the rain, now I'm back in your face. Tougher than other days. Back to a place where I'm doing me. Don't give a damn if you're cool with me. Back then, I foolishly thought you were true to me. But you was just another hater, using me. It didn't kill me, it made me greater. Now I'm more of a lover and an appreciator. Can't nobody do you like Shantae. Cause I go on and on until the break of day. I'm the beast you made, and I must say that I'm bad. Still the topic of your discussion, man.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.